All right, ladies and gentlemen, you know, it's not every day that you get to talk to one of your favorite singers of all time, especially a Texas gal. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome in the great, the fabulous Leanne Womack. Leanne, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for that.
Well, you betcha. We miss you. When are you coming back to Texas?
Oh, let's see. I was in Oklahoma yesterday. I'm not sure, but you can look on LeanneWomack.com, which has all my dates. And, I use every excuse I can to get down there. That's for sure.
Now, let me ask you. You said you were in Oklahoma yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
What did you do wrong to have to go up there?
I had to go play with those ragweed boys.
Oh, well, that's not a bad gig right there, is it?
No, it's not.
First, I want to talk about your career, but let's talk about the new campaign that you're kicking off, So Good for So Little. Tell me a little bit about that.
I'm working with Banquet Select Recipes on their new line. Banquet's new line is called Select Recipes, and it's a line of meals that I really loved and believed in and wanted to tell other working moms about, because I found out when I was making this record that I could make the record, work on it, go to the studio, record for a little while, then take a break and go home and cook a good meal for my family. And my mom, when I was little, made things like pot roast and fried chicken and things like that, and enchiladas. And those are the kinds of meals that Select Recipes is offering right now. And for $1.50 a meal, you just can't really beat it in this day and age. And the fact that it's easy to go home and pop it in the oven and have these meals is great. I love being able to do that myself and wanted to tell other people about it.
Now, did you say that these frozen meals are around $1.50?
Yeah. Isn't that great?
Wow. I tell you what, you can almost eat 2 days for a gallon of gas.
It's crazy. In this day and age, you know, we're looking to save time and save money and things, and so this is one good way to do it.
It's hard to believe. The USDA says that the food prices increased by 4% last year.
I know. I know. It's crazy the way things are happening. It seems like when gas goes up, everything goes up.
True, except for good music.
Good music. You'll get this CD, which comes out October 21st, so the same as the last one, which was out years ago.
How about that? Well, that's reasonable. Now, what's some of your favorite meals? What do you like to cook for your family?
Oh, I like the pot roast, and the chicken parmesan is really good. And, I mean, I love Mexican food, so I love the burrito and enchilada combo. And my kids love that one, too. And these have great vegetables in them, which is, you know, it's hard to get all that done in one meal when you're working, too. So that's one of the things I really loved about it.
Now, do you have a microwave, or do you cook this stuff on the bus while you're out on the road?
You definitely can. I mean, I take it to work with me, and you can take it to work with you. It's my husband goes out, it seems like, every day for lunch. And if you could think about him spending $1.50 instead of what he does, you know, it's really cool.
Now, tell me about the song, The Story of Life. That is on the new album.
Yep. On this new record, I have 12 songs. One of them is The Story of My Life. And I had that song around for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. And wanted to record it, but it reminded me, not melodically, but really the things that it talks about. It reminded me too much of I Hope You Dance, and I didn't want to put that out too close to that. So I kept it around thinking, I hope nobody else gets it. I hope nobody else gets it. And I was able to record it for this record, and I know people are going to love it. I had my daughter, who was in the video for I Hope You Dance, I had her come in and sing on this record. And so it just goes to show you how much she's grown up in that time. And then I also have George Strait on this record, which is great. I'm such a huge fan of his, and I've loved him forever. So we do a duet, and then I have Keith Urban on the record as well. So it's just a real good eclectic mix of music, sort of marrying yesterday and tomorrow all together in one record, I hope, is what I've been able to do.
Well, you know, I feel bad for you, Leanne. You couldn't get any big names on the record, for crying out loud.
That's George terrible.
I mean, along with you, I mean, you guys knocked this record out of the park.
Well, I love working with my friends and working with people whose music I really, really admire. And those are two people whose music is just, they both really understand country music and have a respect for it, and I appreciate that about them, and I think they do about me as well, and so we have a good time, whether we're making music or hanging out or whatever, we always have a good time together, so hopefully that comes across on this record.
Now tell me real quickly about your days. Your dad used to be a disc jockey, right?
Yep, he sure did. When I was a little girl, I spent a lot of time with him at the radio station because my mom was getting her master's degree, and you know they couldn't afford babysitters at that time, so they would just work it out where she would watch me when she could, and he would watch me when he could, and one of the times he could watch me was when he was at the station at night, especially when nobody else was there, so I would just hang out with him and listen to records and kind of try to figure out what it was all about and how it all worked.
Now, did you get to spin any of the wax?
Well, I got to bring them to him. It was funny because they have like this library of music, of physical records, you know, and I was little bitty, but I can remember standing there and looking at all of them, and it got to where I knew right where my favorites were, even though, you know, I couldn't read. I knew which ones were my favorites. I'd go straight to him, pull them out, and take them to him, so he would play them for me.
What were some of your favorite songs back then?
Oh, definitely Glenn Campbell. You know, I loved Glenn's stuff, and that was at the time when he had Galveston and Wichita Lineman and things like that. And then I loved Willie Nelson. I loved Dolly Parton. Was just, you know, I was such a huge fan of hers. And you remember that Ray Stevens song called The Streak?
Oh, yeah.
That was my favorite song for a long time. So that was a funny one that I loved.
It was. Now, you brought up Glenn Campbell. I was going to ask you, and I forgot the name of the song already. I was going to see if you liked this one. I cannot remember it to save my life. But what's some of the other Glenn Campbell stuff? He had just an awesome career, didn't he?
Oh, he did. And I hear he has a new record out that's really, really fantastic. But I loved Wichita Lineman. I loved Galveston. I loved Dreams of the Everyday Housewife. I loved By the Time I Get to Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
There were so many of his that Jimmy Webb wrote that I loved. And the weird thing is you can still put those on today, and sonically they sound as good as anything that you could buy today that was made, you know, this year. And so I love it, and I think he made a kind of product that really stood the test of time.
Are You Still Within the Sound of My Voice? That's the Glenn Campbell song.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that was one of his later ones. Of course, the Rhinestone Cowboy, and he just had a lot of really great, great songs.
He's just like you. I mean, you've had awesome songs. I've been a fan of yours ever since you came out. I guess you can say that came out or started your career.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, out of all your hits that you've had, what is your most favorite to perform night after night?
Oh, it's hard, and it's hard to pick one, and it does change from time to time. But one song that I do live that I haven't recorded is a song that was written by Cindy Walker. And she's from Mahia, Texas, and I really have a lot of respect for her. It's called You Don't Know Me. A lot of people know that as more of a pop song, but she was a country girl. She wrote San Antonio Rose, and she just, you know, wrote this real simple song, but it just really ended up crossing a lot of boundaries. And so that's one I really love to sing in the show.
That is an awesome song. I remember, I guess, and now this is just my opinion, the best version of that. I haven't heard yours. I'd love to hear it. I think you should record it. But Ray Charles did an awesome job at that.
He's fantastic. I just love him, and I love his record, The Modern Sounds of Country and Western. I just think that's such a great record, and it just goes to show you that great songs can be recorded by an artist from any genre, and it might come across a little bit differently, but it's still a great song. And I just think that's so important for people to understand about music. And that's hopefully the kind of career I can have, is where I can just record great songs and people love them no matter what kind of music they like.
Now tell me a little bit about your latest hit that we're still playing, getting tons of requests for it, A Last Call. That is an awesome song.
Oh, good. I'm glad you like it. That's one of those that sort of does remind me sonically of a Glenn Campbell record. It's very much a classic. I mean, I think people can tell it's me when I come on and start singing, and And it just basically says, I bet you're in a bar because my phone's ringing and I'm always your last call. And it's just kind of a classic themed country song.
It is. It's an awesome song. And tell us your website again.
Website is LeanneWomack.com, and there are tour dates, and there's some funny clips that the record label had me do. There's some fun stuff on there, so hopefully people will like it, and it has a lot of information on it.
And tell me a website for the So Good for So Little food campaign.
Actually, there's not a website for that, but there's a little bit of that information on mine as well.
All right, good. Well, Leanne Womack, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today. And I look forward when you come back to Texas. Always come by the station. The door's always open.
I'd love to. Thank you so much for having me, and you have a good day.
You do the same. Leanne Womack, right here on 1420.